Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty, let's never forget the website, ladies and gentlemen, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great information. Not only that, but you go on the site, you pre-register all the fantastic webinars and events that will be coming our way, and they are quite often. Dow from Friday rose up about 377 at the close. As we speak, the futures market is up about 92. We welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino here on this Monday morning. Also, reading, my friend, that our debt in this country is up to about $31 trillion. Just a mere bag of shells, wouldn't you say?
Yes, large shells, for that matter. Thank you, Jay, very much. Good to hear you. Happy Monday. Yeah, as you said, the very big shells there. They're at $31 trillion. When we started, you and I started talking, we were, which is only a short period of time ago, it was $20 trillion. So we've increased our debt by 50% or so in the last 4 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, you said, closed at 32,152. I always like to look on the first day of the week, Jay, and let's think, you know, kind of give investors and savers and all that, what does it look like for them if they're in the markets? Just with the indexes, doesn't mean you're doing this. It just means this is how the index is. The 30 Dow Jones stocks year to date are still down 11.5%. The S&P 500 down 14, almost 15%. The NASDAQ, which is the 100 stocks that are heavy technology, down 22.6%. And the European index down 22.9%. The oil is up positive, but only about 14.5%. This is all since January 1st. So if you made a bet on energy, you are correct. The other bets that you made, you're incorrect or staying with it. So just so you can compare to your own portfolios, your own 401ks, how are you guys doing year to date? The average investor wants to know. Are we doing better if you're only down 6%? Well, then you're beating the market. You're still down, but you're beating the market. So yes, we have inflation to deal with. That's where we are, Jay. And this is not much. We'll get a lot of indicators this week. This week is a big week, so to speak. We hear some all sorts of news this week on nothing happening today, but we're getting consumer price index, which is an inflation adjusted. Does it tick down? Energy is lower, so that will certainly have effect. We'll take a look. Will this be down? The administration, we're coming into November. I think all eyes have to be on November. And you know what? If you're back to where you were, and yeah, you've had some rumblings about this and that, and even though energy is lower, you may think all of inflation is lower, and you may be voting to not throw the bums out. As we know, there's an old adage, and this is your realm, Jay, is that people vote their wallets. And if your wallet doesn't look so bad November 4th, then you will certainly won't be less, you'd be less inclined to quote unquote throw the bums out. And I think that's where we're at. So I think you'll see. I think it's my guess that things, you know, Ukraine has a major they had a major withdrawal from Russia over the weekend. And I think that could also play into the markets. If that goes away all of a sudden the next 2 months, or it gets a lot less, or at least it hasn't been reported on that much anyway. Mortgage applications on Wednesday, producer price index also coming in, which is some of the numbers that the Fed used, the PPI. We'll get that on Wednesday. On Thursday, we'll see what the unemployment number is. Initial jobless claims expected about 227,000. And on Friday, we get the University of Michigan consumer sentiment. So it is a big week. Not so much for earnings. There are a few stocks out there. Adobe comes to mind and Oracle for today. But there isn't a lot on the stock calendar, but there is a lot on the economic calendar. It's going to be a very, very big week. All right, Jay, so there's just some things. You know, of course, we had September 11th week. I would never forget all those that lost their lives. Do you want to throw that out there? In my industry in particular, back when Wall Street was Wall Street, now everybody's kind of scattered from that area. And I used to work down there. So it was a tough day yesterday for me and for my friends who are still with us. And we're starting to look at some other news in terms of the some carriers now are giving out free iPhones because your used iPhone is kind of like a used car is worth more than it was. And the used iPhone is worth more. So some carriers are giving you up to like $1,000 credit on your old iPhone, and they're also taking in trade-ins from Samsungs. And we're starting to show that the SIM card is it's an interesting thing in terms of cybersecurity. A SIM card was this little card you could swap phones with. Apple is ditching the physical SIM card. Some providers already have done that. It's called an eSIM. So now all your information will be in the cloud. That's being sold as a very good thing. Unless the cloud gets hacked, of course, Jay, and at least, somebody would have to pull that little card out of your phone to get your SIM card. Here, somebody just has to have a good program to hack your information. So that's being put out there, and it is saving some space in the phone, which allows longer battery life and things like that. So we also have this week, Jay, very, very important. I think people need to see is that this is still insurance week. So if you're outside of the investing world, we want to know that the insurance awareness month, it's always important to put in some protection either for you and your family. Insurance is transferring the risk of something catastrophic happening, such as passing away is the one we think about. But certainly long-term care is another one, to pay for medical bills for 3 or 5 years. And your care in an assisted living or nursing home or whatever, that's also an insurance, and it's very, very important. We're mandated to insure our cars, but we're not mandated in New York State, at least, to insure our health benefits for the future. So very, very important to take a look at insurance. As we're watching the markets perhaps make a stage of comeback here as we're getting close to the election, might be a great time to take a look at some insurances, which you have now if it's expiring, and less what we have going forward. And that's why people have been calling their office, not so much on stocks these days, but on the discussion on insurance, which is very, very interesting. That's what I have for today, Jay.
A lot of stuff on the plate, including what I'm thinking about as we turn the page into October. Craig, get into the final quarter of the year. I mean, is there a threat now, some sort of an economic downfall? Do you see anything coming about then or not?
I think all the news is packed in, that you can't fight the Fed. So we have the Fed still going to raise interest rates. Looks like it's another 0.75 point. And I think that the market may be pricing that in. But after that, with the, it's just hard to, the big thing is if you start to see companies, lots of layoffs, then we could be in more trouble there. But, we're doing spending into an inflation situation. So, and I haven't been here before, so let's take a look at what the results are. That's why we're very, very concerned. But I do think, as you said, it's an election year, a midterm election, extremely important one.
The most important of a lifetime, as I have stated all year long. Mr. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen, Craig James Financial. Just go to the website. Great information. Logging on to the website, essential as far as getting in on all the great webinars and events coming our way. There are going to be plenty as we do get into the final quarter of the year. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Until tomorrow, sir, you stay well.